The A to Z of Red and Blue America. The USA has divided into two distinct geographical and ideological camps, the red, Republican states, and the blue, Democrat states. They are diametrically opposed and increasingly antagonistic.
A is for arms. Red America says the right to own guns is a basic freedom guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution to protect citizens from a possible totalitarian government. Blue America says that no freedom is worth the hundreds of gun massacres seen each year, dozens of them targeting schools. So, while Democrats have been pushing for more gun control for 30 years, their efforts have always been blocked by the Republican Party. The one exception came this June when some Republicans joined Democrats to pass a bill that included imposing tougher checks on young buyers.
B is for the border. What should America do about the U.S.-Mexico border and the 1.6 million illegal attempts to cross it in 2021? Red Americans loved Donald Trump's promise to build a wall for 1,600 kilometers of the 3,100-kilometer-long border, and 78% think asylum rules should be made stricter. Conversely, 79% of Blue America wants to slow migration by increasing aid to Central America, and 86% wants to grant illegal immigrants the right to stay if they meet certain requirements.
C is for choice. 4 out of 5 Americans believe abortion should be a woman's personal choice in most circumstances, a right that was guaranteed nationally 50 years ago by a Supreme Court judgment known as Roe v. Wade. Since then, it has become a point of intense political division. Almost all Red America politicians oppose Roe v. Wade. Blue America ones support it. On 24 June 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Just hours after the landmark decision, abortion was already illegal in multiple U.S. states. All of them red.
D is for democracy. Because of the complex system for choosing presidents, American elections do not always reflect public opinion. The last two Republican presidents, Donald Trump and George W. Bush, were elected even though their Democratic opponents won the popular vote at a national level. This is just one of many anomalies in the U.S. electoral system that means that it now ranks 26th in the Democracy Index by The Economist magazine. 6 out of 10 Americans believe that U.S. democracy is in a state of crisis.
E is for the environment. On climate change, scientific objectivity is less significant than political affiliation. 89% of scientifically educated Democrats accept that humans are having an impact on the climate. But only 17% of scientifically educated Republicans do so. Red America, significantly, includes oil and coal-rich states such as Texas, Alaska, and West Virginia, and is home to the pro-fossil fuel slogan, "Drill, baby, drill." With national action blocked, governors of the states of Blue America have formed a coalition called the United States Climate Alliance, committed to keeping global warming to below 1.5 degrees centigrade.
F is for family. Red America, especially in rural areas, has largely traditional attitudes toward gender roles in the family and on sexual equality. It believes old-fashioned family values are under attack from Blue America, which promotes radically progressive views on everything from gay parenting to trans rights to gender politics. Speaking of family, 1 in 6 Americans has now stopped speaking to a family member due to political differences.
G is for geography. Over the years, Americans have become geographically organized into like-minded communities. Today, almost 80% of Americans effectively live under one-party rule: Democrat on the West Coast and Northeast, Republican in the South and Center. Being surrounded by people who agree with you reinforces opinions and makes them more extreme. In the 2016 presidential election, for example, Hillary Clinton got 84% of the vote in San Francisco, 87% in Manhattan, and 91% in Washington, D.C.
H is for health. America lacks a European-style national medical system, and around 30 million people have no private health insurance. In 2020, 88% of Blue America favored a government-run health system for all Americans, but 66% of Red America opposed this. The biggest extension in medical coverage in recent years, the Affordable Care Act, introduced by Barack Obama in 2010, was passed with zero Republican votes.
I is for the Internet. Google is the most used Internet search engine, and the algorithms that control its searches are designed to maximize user engagement. They do this by identifying our personal interests and offering us similar content. But this also means that once the system identifies a person's political opinions, these will never be challenged. Social media apps massively reinforce this dynamic. Unsurprisingly, America's two camps are moving ever further apart as a result.
J is for justice. Judges should be politically neutral, but in America's legal system, they are nominated by politicians, not by an independent body. The 9 judges of the Supreme Court, for example, are each nominated, for life, by a US president. Donald Trump nominated 3 when he was in office, moving the court to the political right. This has major consequences for issues such as abortion and gun rights.
K is for killings. Many Americans associate violence with cities and believe that urban blue America is therefore more dangerous than rural red America. In fact, per capita murder rates were 40% higher in red America in 2020. This could be explained by differences in gun laws, education levels, economic opportunity, and wealth between the two Americas.
L is for lies. In the last election, 81 million Americans voted for Joe Biden and 74 million for Donald Trump. Trump insists, without any evidence, that the election results were falsified and he was the rightful victor. 2/3 of Red America accepts Trump's big lie and does not believe Biden is the legitimate president.
M is for masks. Government responses to the COVID pandemic divided public opinion in every country, but nowhere so extremely as in the USA, where it rapidly became a partisan issue. Blue America favored vaccination, social restrictions, and mask mandates. Red America saw these measures as attacks on personal liberty, and refusing to wear a mask was a signal of political identity. Red America's death rate was 38% higher.
N is for neo-Nazis. There are now 733 known hate groups in the USA, including 98 white nationalist groups. One of these, the Proud Boys, now has 72 active chapters, up from 43 in 2020. In the military, 36% of soldiers say they have encountered white supremacist and racist ideologies. Such views are so common in the police, meanwhile, that the FBI does not put white supremacist groups on the terrorist watch list because, an ex-FBI agent says, the police could then look at the watch list and determine that they are their friends.
O is for opportunity. Despite being the world's largest economy, large parts of the USA have been economically devastated by globalization in recent decades. The former industrial heartlands, whose factories have now moved to Mexico or Asia, are sympathetic to the protectionist rhetoric of populist politicians such as Trump. The coastal zones, where industries of finance, technology, and electronics are based, prefer the internationalist vision of Biden.
P is for police. Since the Black Lives Matter movement started, the question of police brutality has become another key question dividing Americans. In urban blue America, 89% of people say major changes are needed to the nation's police force. Only 14% of rural red America thinks this.
Q is for QAnon. QAnon is a conspiracy theory that started in 2017 on far-right social networks. Its central belief is that the world and America's government are run by Satan-worshipping pedophiles who kill and eat their victims to extract a life-extending chemical called adrenochrome. A quarter of red Americans now believe this theory, but 84% of the U.S. population rejects it completely.
R is for racism. A 2020 poll asked people whether they agreed that it always makes the country better when all Americans speak up and protest unfair treatment by government. 71% of blue Americans agreed with the statement, and so did 49% of red Americans. When asked the same question, but with black Americans substituted for all Americans, 71% of blue Americans still agreed, but only 24% of red Americans did. And 57% of red Americans think that white people face a lot of discrimination.
S is for the Senate. Each U.S. state has two representatives in the Senate, which gives smaller states, such as Wyoming, population 600,000, the same political weight as California, population 40 million. Currently, the Senate is divided between 50 senators from Red America and 50 from Blue America, whose states are home to 67 million more people. This democratic inequality is growing. One analysis says that by 2040, half the U.S. population will live in just 8 states, and 30% of the population will control 68% of the Senate.
T is for tax. Red Americans believe in small government and low taxes. They celebrate the traditional notion of Americans as self-reliant individuals and oppose government welfare programs as infantilizing. Blue Americans believe in income redistribution as a way to combat social inequality. Ironically, in reality, most government aid goes to Red America, with Blue America providing most of the tax revenue.
U is for university. Increasingly, the political division in America mirrors an educational division. Americans with a university education tend strongly to be blue, 53% to Republicans 40%, according to a 2020 poll. Those with only a high school diploma tend to be red.
V is for violence. The political divisions in America are increasingly turning violent. During the storming of the Capitol by Trump supporters on the 6th of January 2021, 7 people were killed and 140 policemen injured. Even now, 55% of Red America agrees with the statement, "The traditional American way of life is disappearing so fast that we may have to use force to save it." 15% of Blue America also agrees with the statement.
W is for wealth. Behind the issues that dominate America's division is a powerful economic reality. The 2016 elections showed that 64% of the U.S. gross domestic product was produced in just 15% of its counties, which all voted blue. That red-blue disparity in economic dynamism still exists. In 2020, the blue American communities that voted for Joe Biden made up 70% of the U.S. economy. The red American communities that voted for Donald Trump made up 74% of the U.S. land area.
X and Y is for XX and XY. Over the past 10 years, gender has evolved into a major factor in deciding political affiliation. Today, women tend to vote Democrat by a margin of 56% to 38%. this gender preference exists across all ethnic groups. Only 42% of men overall vote Democrat, and only 35% of white men, although majorities of black, 77%, and Hispanic, 58% men, do so. Red America, therefore, is principally the America of the white male. Meanwhile, 63% of Republicans agree with the statement, America has become too soft and feminine.
Z, or Z, is for zero. According to political scientist Barbara F. Walter, author of How Civil Wars Start, zero is the typical proportion of citizens who realize when their country is heading for civil war. Nobody sees it coming, but she believes the USA now displays all the classic symptoms of being in that position. This is not about a red army and a blue army fighting, but a state of civil conflict in which extremist groups employ lethal violence. By that definition, it has already begun.